إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. For today, inshallah, with Allah Ta'ala, by this evening, the last 10 days of Ramadan begin and we start our itikaf, inshallah. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to bless all those people who are going to make itikaf and to accept all their du'as. And as I said yesterday, the mutakifin must remember that they are the representatives of the Ummah who have been invited into the house of Allah to ask and make dua for the Ummah. Therefore, inshallah, make lots and lots of dua. As we see, alhamdulillah, we are doing qunut in Fajr. And inshallah, we will continue this throughout the rest of Ramadan. And also make a lot of dua other than at the time of Fajr. Because the Ummah of Rasulullah today is in a situation where, so wallahi, you cannot make too much dua for them. They need every dua that can be made. And let us, each one of us, make it our personal fard on ourselves. For no reason other than to be able to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, I did what I could do. Just for that reason, not for him. Just so that you can show your face to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua for the Ummah, inshallah. So today I thought we can remind ourselves about the importance of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is one thing that sometimes gets forgotten and put aside, including in Ramadan, where we read Quran and so on, and then we have lectures and whatnot, but just doing zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it gets put aside. So inshallah, this time in itikaf here, we have kept aside a certain time between Asr and Maghrib specifically for dhikr. But to understand what is dhikr, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So any form of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The biggest dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is salah itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Aqimi salati li dhikri. Allah said, Aqimi salata li dhikri. Aqimi salata li dhikri. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Taha, establish the salah for my dhikr. And so therefore that's the biggest form of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But apart from that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned dhikr and said, inna dhikra tanfa'ul mu'mineen. Allah said, verily dhikr is beneficial for the mu'mineen. Beneficial. Inna dhikra tanfa'ul mu'mineen. So therefore, there is benefit for the people who make dhikr. And with dhikr is meant remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This can be in any form. Obviously reading Quran and so on is also dhikr. But when we say dhikr, we mean usually repeating the names and sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or saying la ilaha illallah and so on. So this is, one can do anything. Alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah is called Afdhalu Dhikr. It's one of the most powerful forms of dhikr. Then there is Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Takbir, Tahleel. So all of these are azkar to be done. The key thing to understand in this is that the importance is not in repeating. The importance is not in the number of times you repeat, because this is, see, unfortunately what's happened is that in most of the things we do, we have taken the method and made the method into the maqsad. Intezami cheez ko maqsad bana liya. Jaise misal taur pe zikr jo sikhate the pehle mashayikh, how they used to teach, for the purpose of teaching the zikr, they would do zikr loudly. They would have everybody sit in a circle, because that's the easiest way of teaching. Let them sit in a circle. Then they would do the zikr loudly and they would make them repeat loudly to ensure that they are saying it correctly and they are doing it loud. Now that method has become the maqsad itself. And then people take it into all forms of other things. To give you an example, in our part of the world, you find many people, when they stand for salah, they make niyah. Main char rakat namaz zohar ki ada karta hoon waaste Allah ke, muh taraf kaabe ke, is janiwas ke upar jo hare rang ki hai, is chhat ke niche jo peele rang ka hai. Ajeeb.
چھوٹے بچوں کو آپ بولیے کلمہ پڑھو, بولتا اول کلمہ شہادت لا الہ الا اللہ, وہ ایسے پڑھتا ہے جیسے کہ وہ اول کلمہ شہادت بھی کلمے کا حصہ ہے. Now we don't use our brains. The why is this niyyah taught like this? What did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He said the place for the niyyah is the heart. The niyyah is not to be recited aloud. But why is it, why we are taught? Because as children and so on, to make sure that you are doing the right thing, to ensure that you are saying the right thing or doing the right thing, you are taught this thing. That does not mean that you continue all through your life reciting it aloud. I am standing here, I am doing this. Allah knows where you are standing, and you, Allah knows what you are doing. But to have that consciousness, consciously come and stand and you say, okay, this is what I am praying. This morning. So similarly with zikr, the mashayikh, when they teach people, they used to teach and they say, recite it like this and recite it like this and so on and so forth. Also, there were some mashayikh who, it's like anything else, you know, you like to do a particular zikr, alhamdulillah. Now that again became a signature. Qadiriya silsile ka la ilaha illallah ka zikr. اور فلانے چیز سلسلے کا وہ فلانا ذکر ہے. تو لیٹ از ناٹ گیٹ لاسٹ ان دا میتھڈالوجی. الحمد للہ آل دی پیپل ٹاٹ دی میتھڈ اینڈ دے ٹاٹ اٹ ود اے گڈ انٹینشن. کی پرپز آف ذکر, وائی آر وی سیئنگ لا الہ الا اللہ, لیٹ از انڈرسٹینڈ دیٹ, رائٹ. اٹس ایز آئی سیڈ, اٹس ناٹ ان دا نمبر, اٹس ناٹ سو ایک لاکھ بار, ون ہنڈریڈ تھاؤزینڈ ٹائمز آئی سیڈ لا الہ الا. سو واٹ, یور ہارٹ از اسٹل فل آف شرک, یور ہارٹ از اسٹل فل آف فیئر, یور ہارٹ از اسٹل مائنس توکل آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ. Whether you said La ilaha illallah 100,000 times or 1,000,000,000 times makes no difference. One La ilaha illallah should have been enough to clear your heart of everything which is massive Allah. Because what do you say? You say La ilaha illallah. La, what does it mean? Meaning of it, La ilaha illallah, La ma'abuda illallah, La nafi wa la dharra illallah. There is no one who is worthy of worship except Allah. There is no one who can give benefit, who can harm except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one who fulfills the hajat except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So La ilaha illallah must clear the heart of everything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All love of dunya should vanish. All fear of dunya should vanish. With one La ilaha illallah, not with 100,000. But because we got stuck in the number, we are more worried about it, how many times did I count. So we keep counting, we count and you have a tasbih or you have some counter or you're going click, click, click and how many clicks? La hawla wa quwwata illa billah. So focus on the meaning of what you are saying. Focus on the effect that has in your heart. The purpose of zikr is to continuously focus and reflect and look inward and introspect and judge the effect on the heart of the zikr. That is the reason why in the olden days when there was tarbiyah, the mashayikh used to make people do one particular zikr for months together, for years together in some cases. Why? Again, the purpose was not at the end of the year, okay, how many did you do? Oh, 100,000, you must do another 100,000. No. Purpose was, the zikr was being made, you were made to do the zikr for a particular reason. Has that illness been cured? Zikr was and is a medicine to cure an illness of the heart, right? So if you are taking the medicine, you go to the doctor, you say, I took the medicine. Doctor will say, okay, what symptoms now, right? Are the symptoms of the disease, are they still there? If the symptoms are still there, then you have to take some more medicine. Now the idea is not that you must take so many spoons of medicine or so many tablets you have to take. No, the issue is your disease cured or not? So with zikr, it's the same thing. So when we come into Ehtikaf, inshallah, let us focus and identify what are the diseases of my heart. There is a lecture, or inshallah, one of these days, we will talk about diseases of the heart. So identify the diseases of the heart. They say, my disease in my heart is, for example, kibr. I feel that I am arrogant. So make zikr, and the zikr for what is zikr for kibr? It's astaghfirullah. It's to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make zikr until this kibr goes away. My heart is full of fear of the dunya, love of the dunya. Make zikr of La ilaha illallah. So when we do the zikr, say for example subhanallah, why do we say that one subhanallah is worth more than this entire creation and all that it contains? Because it is glorifying the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we say subhanallah, one must reflect on the subhanallah, not say subhanallah 33, 34. No, one subhanallah. Just say one subhanallah. But sit with that subhanallah. Reflect on that Subhanallah. See what is that Subhanallah doing to me. Like anything else, zikr has physical manifestations. You feel the zikr in your body. And there is Quran on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these are the people who, and yesterday the ayat was recited in Taraweeh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what happens to them? Their hearts and their skin soften with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Isra and other places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about some people, words of praise, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they go into sujood and they weep. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he read this ayat of Surah Al-Isra one day, he said, we go into sajda, but we don't cry. Sujjadaw wa bukiya. He said, we make sajda, but there are no tears. And who is saying this? The man who is saying this, it has been reported about him that once in Salatul Fajr, he was reciting and he wept so much that people right in the back saf could hear it. But the Sahaba never considered their action to be something which is, you know, worthy of taking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's always continuously making tawbah. So therefore, effect of this zikr. If I am making this zikr, what is the effect of the zikr on me? Not how many times did I make the zikr or did I make it, you know, in which way, no. The effect of the zikr. So if it says subhanallah, what is the effect? If I say alhamdulillah, is my heart filled with shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or is there any complaint in my heart? I am sitting and saying alhamdulillah, and after that, the moment I open my mouth, the first word out of my mouth is complaint. Whole day you sat and made zikr, and at the time of iftar you say, oh, this food. What kind of food is this? Same food I ate as yesterday. Wohi khana aya, wohi ye nahi aya, bas. La hawla wala quwwata. Then all that 4 days of alhamdulillah is worthless for you, junk. Did no good to you. Waste of time. So monitor yourself. Let us monitor ourselves and say, what is the effect of zikr on me? This is the zikr I am doing. Can I see the effect of the zikr? Can I see the effect of the zikr inside my heart? Can I see the effect of the zikr on my tongue? Can I see the effect of that zikr on in my actions? If I say Allahu Akbar, then my heart must be completely and totally free of every fear that you can imagine. No fear. Otherwise, your Allahu Akbar is worthless. You're only saying it with your tongue. Has no meaning. Has no value. Because if you say Allahu Akbar and anything else is Akbar in your heart, then you're dead. Allahu Akbar also means that the minute you hear the adhan, you are in the masjid. Because you said Allahu Akbar. Then what else can be bigger than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So when the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, nothing can stand in the way of the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we will obey the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala absolutely without. This is the purpose. Today you reduce zikr to a joke. We have got signs in this city where people say, ayat karima ke khatam ke liye ye number ko phone kari. حقیقتاً وہ نوٹس صحیح ہے کہ آیت کریمہ کو ختم کرنے کے لیے برباد کرنے کے لیے تباہ کرنے کے لیے اس نمبر کو فون کریے اور گدھے لوگ ایبسولوٹ نان سینس ایڈیوٹک پیپل دے گو اینڈ کال دوز پیپل دے گیٹ اے بنچ آف بوائز اینڈ فرام سم یتیم خانہ فرام سم آفنیج اینڈ دے ول سٹ ان یور ہاؤس اور واٹ ایور اٹ از اینڈ دے ریسائٹ لا الہ الا انت سبحانک انی کنت من الظالمین آن یو نو املی سیٹس لا حول ولا قوة الا بالله إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. That is the best way to invite the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that house. And we think this is zikr. This is zikr. What is the power of La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin? What is the power of that ayah? It changed the destiny of Yunus alayhi salam. And it is capable of changing your and my destiny today. But not if you get, you know, somebody to hire someone to come and read it for you. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. You are not aware of your own sin. You are saying this. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Who is saying it? Somebody else. You are the zalim. And someone else is saying it. This is what we have done. We have reduced zikr and azkar and so on. One, either into a way of making money. That is what they are doing, and we have reduced it to a way, you have converted this into some kind of, you know, complete nonsensical. I don't even want to use my intelligence to try to describe anything. But let us, of course, I know you guys don't do this, but still I'm saying this is what is happening in the city. At least talk to people, tell people what is this nonsense you are doing. So, dhikr must be done with the consciousness of what we are saying. Number one. Number two, we must monitor the effect of that dhikr on our hearts, in our bodies, in our language, in our dealings and so on and so forth. And then finally, to close, one of the best forms of dhikr, if not the best form of dhikr, is to send salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered this in Suratul Ahzab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslim. And what is the best way of doing that? The best way of doing that is the way the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught. What is the way he taught? He said to recite Durood Ibrahim. And did he say this should be recited standing up? No. Did he say this should be recited aloud? No. Did he say this should be recited in a congregation, everybody together? No. Did he say this should be recited in a way where you are swaying like a tree in a storm? No. He said just sit in a dignified manner and say this and do it standing, sitting, lying down, walking, everywhere. If someone can dedicate his whole life only to sending salat and salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then inshallah his life has been spent well. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who sends salat and salam on me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send blessing and salatu salam on that person 10 times. For every once you send on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah sends on you 10 times. And this is the fadilat of durood, which is not for anything else. And alhamdulillah, you can see, you will see this in your life. The more durood you recite, you will find your dua becomes acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more durood you read, you will find that your life, your whole attitude will change. You will get this beauty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's temperament and his actions in your life. You will get helm, you will get sabr. You will get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put khair in what you say. And you will find that difficulties will be removed from your path. You will find that matters will become easy for you. The more you recite durood, there is no limit to the amount of durood you can recite. And I would strongly recommend, make this into a habit continuously. Let your heart be engaged in durood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sending durood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continuously, 24 hours. Let it become a total conscious and unconscious thing where even if you are sleeping, your heart is doing this, and as you wake up, you know, it comes into your mind and your heart, sending salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is one of the most beautiful askar that one can do. The other day I also narrated to you the hadith relating to the man who came and asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically about this, and this is what he advised him. So, dhikr is very important for us. Let us try to do, especially those who are in etikaf, practice that, but it's not restricted to etikaf all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the people of intelligence, Alladina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. And these are the people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do dhikr of Allah, standing, sitting and lying down. So, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made dhikr mahdood. And that is the reason why it is except for where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically prescribed the numbers, it is not permissible to specify specific numbers for certain things. Why? Because Allah has not made it mahdood. Allah has not made this, has not made limits on the amount of dhikr you can do. So, do it. No need to get involved in counting and whatnot, right? Just do as much as you can. But the key thing is to reflect and say, what is the effect? It's not a matter of counting. What is the effect? What is it? Monitor the effect of the dhikr on yourself. And alhamdulillah, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us these effects. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clean our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to seek His forgiveness. And may Allah forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring the hearts together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove all forms of fitan from our lives, internally and externally. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do the tazkiyah of our nafs and of our akhlaq and of our mu'amilat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us and accept all of these ibadat that we are doing for Him, which is absolutely nothing. It is broken. It is highly incomplete. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover us with his mercy and to cover us with His as Sattar Ruyub, to cover all our weaknesses and all our sins. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.